A multi-wavelength study of Alan environments, AMUSE $2, detection of a dusty star forming galaxy within the enormous Lyman $Alpha nebula at $Z equals $2.30 sheds light on its origin, by Qian Chu Chen et al. We present ALMA observations on and around the radio-quiet quasar UM287 at Z equals 2.28. Together with a companion quasar, UM287 is believed to play a major role in powering the surrounding enormous Lie Alpha Nebula, Alan, dubbed the Slug Alan, that has an end-to-end size of 450 physical kpc. In addition to the quasars, we detect a new dusty star-forming galaxy, DSFG, dubbed the Slug DSFG, in 2mm continuum with a single emission line consistent with CO4-3. The Slug DSFG sits at a projected distance of 100 kpc southeast from UM287, with a systemic velocity difference of -360 ± 30 km/s1 with respect to UM287, suggesting it being a possible contributor to the powering of the Slug Alan. With careful modeling of said and dynamical analyses, it is found that the Slug DSFG and UM287 appear low in both gas fraction and gas-to-dust ratio, suggesting environmental effects due to the host massive halo. In addition, our Keck long slit spectra reveal significant Lie Alpha emissions from the Slug DSFG, as well as a Lie Alpha tail that starts at the location and velocity of the Slug DSFG and extends towards the south, with a projected length of about 100 kpc. Supported by various analytical estimates, we propose that the Lie Alpha tail is a result of the Slug DSFG experiencing Ram pressure stripping. The gas mass stripped is estimated to be about 10 to the power of 9 msun, contributing to the dense warm, cool gas reservoir that is believed to help power the exceptional Lie Alpha luminosity. This was a multi-wavelength study of Alan environments, AMUSE $2, detection of a dusty star forming galaxy within the enormous Lyman $Alpha nebula at $Z equals $2.30 sheds light on its origin, by Qian Chu Chen et al.